So, we just got some major news out of the Arbitrum ecosystem. Following that kelp, Xi's security incident, things are finally starting to turn around.
Exactly. And to be clear, the community has successfully voted to release approximately $71 million worth of ETH that was frozen. It moves from discussion to a binding action on the chain.
That is a massive turning point, isn't it? It feels like the weight has finally lifted.
It is significant. You have to look at what led there to understand the gravity. The kelp, Xi's protocol, plays a role in liquid staking and lending, and like you know, they had a breach.
And that's why the freeze happened. A large sum of ETH became inaccessible to users.
It was a defensive mechanism. Funds sit idle in a freeze, which impacts liquidity and user trust.
I can imagine the worry. In DeFi, time is of the essence. Leaving funds frozen without a clear path
is detrimental. The team recognized that holding onto assets without recovery could hurt the platform's long-term health.
So they initiated a vote. A snapshot vote.
Right. Snapshot allows communities to vote on proposal before they execute on-chain. It ensures the majority agrees before irreversible changes.
And the results? They were overwhelmingly positive.
The proposal passed with a 90% majority. That shows strong confidence in the team and the security measures.
When the community agrees the threat is passed, the priority is restoring liquidity.
The snapshot wasn't the final step, though. It was the precursor to the binding on-chain proposal.
That makes sense. Only a proposal directly on the Arbitrum blockchain carries the weight of actually doing it.
Correct. This transition is standard for major actions that modify protocol state or release frozen assets.
By moving to the on-chain stage, the Arbitrum DAO ensures full transparency and immutability.
The funds will be released only after the on-chain proposal is signed off. It ensures the recovery is recorded permanently.
Recovering this $71 million isn't just about unlocking numbers. It's about restoring trust.
For users holding assets on Arbitrum, the ability to access their funds is paramount.
This incident is a reminder of security's importance in DeFi.
While exploits happen, the community's ability to self-correct and recover assets separates mature protocols from others.
That 90% approval rate suggests the community is united in adversity, focused on solutions rather than blame.
As the binding proposal is prepared, the focus remains on a clean recovery with all checks in place.
The team will continue to work with security experts to ensure kelp is secured against future attacks.
This vote is a testament to the resilience of the Arbitrum network.
In conclusion, passing the vote to unfreeze that $71 million in ETH is a positive milestone for the ecosystem.
It shows that even with significant security challenges, the community and protocol can come together to find a path forward.
This event will likely be viewed as a stabilizing factor, reinforcing that Arbitrum remains a secure and reliable platform for DeFi.